Governor Phil Scott says Vermont can save $26 million a year by moving to a statewide contract for teacher health plans. Democratic lawmakers have questioned the accuracy of that projection. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Scott administration is trying to convince the legislature and the public that the savings are real.
Kai Samsom is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Taxes. He's also a former insurance regulator. Samsom says several lawmakers have asked him if the $26 million in savings promised by the governor are real.
And the answer is they are very much real.
Samsom says that under the health plans being proposed by the governor, public school teachers would have the same total out-of-pocket exposure as they do in their current policies. But he says the governor's plan would require them to pay a little less in premiums and a little more for their deductibles. Samsom says those higher deductibles will influence consumer behavior in ways that lower overall health care costs for teachers.
When you do have some ownership on the health care cost, or some participation, you may figure out you're okay and do it at urgent care instead of the emergency room or find a way to get to your primary care physicians.
Martha Allen is the president of the Vermont NEA. Allen says moving to a statewide contract for teacher health care will undermine the integrity of the collective bargaining process. And she says the insurance structure the governor wants to pursue will lead to poorer health outcomes for teachers.
They're going to avoid getting preventative health care or not go when they should.
The impasse between Governor Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers over the issue of a statewide contract for teacher health plans has delayed the close of the 2017 legislative session. The two sides are trying to negotiate a compromise before the end of this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.